Move your turn.
Too early?
I'm too early. We didn't start yet?
Yeah.
It's never too early.
You have to start at last.
I didn't hear any nays.
All I needed was one of you guys to second it. It was a non-disputable.
I was going to.
It was a non-disputable motion. You can't cut, you can't.
You want to keep it before we open?
I think there's rules against that, right?
He's had, you've been at this long enough, he can say.
I know Robert. And he said we can do it if Fred don't help us.
Max Lewis.
That's how our city council meetings are run.
You guys are having too much fun and I'm not there.
Is there one you want me to talk about?
Subscription.
I don't know where it is. I've never seen it before.
Oh, that's one's gonna come up tonight in board meeting.
Okay.
The first stream one?
Yeah.
Yep, we'll talk about that one.
Yeah.
Should I sign it or not sign it?
It's up to you. You can hold off. Streamlight is who does our website.
Okay.
We almost need to, but.
But we'll get to that. But that's who does our website and we'll get into that.
Okay.
If you want to hold off, you hold off.
Currently, you're under budget because it's July, so I feel like, you know, we have a full year to get it back in order, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you ready?
I didn't want to do that yet.
Is that a yes here?
Yeah, yes, sorry.
All right, we're gonna start now. Welcome everybody. We'll call to order our North Davis Fire District Board of Trustees meeting. This will be held at Station 41 West Point. It's August 21st. And it is 6 p.m. according to that clock right there. Those in attendance with us tonight, we've got Jerry Towerton, Mayor Shepherd, Megan Rashford, Brian Vincent, and that Judge Tim Roper. Mayor Wiggle is online, right? And Rick Carlson is on the phone here with us. Tonight excused is Nancy Smalling. Let's just move right in. No badge pinning tonight.
Not tonight, no.
We'll move right into discussing station upgrades and planning.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So our last meeting, we talked about some station upgrades and some different things with FF&E. Just to give the board an update, we actually got the final payout on the GMP yesterday, right, Misty, or today? Anyway, so we're closing out the GMP and we're starting the warranty on the station, thankfully. And we're coming in on budget with the GMP. That being said, as you remember last month, there's about $210,000 in FF&E that we saved. I guess I could say we saved in the building. I ran by the board some numbers of some possible upgrades that we want to do and allocate that money to. Also met with the chair. So you got to separate this. If we're going to put any money back into Station 42, that automatically comes out of the FF&E. That's the building project. So, I mean, I still would want a head nod from the board, but that's allocated out of that. The rest of it, anything that we did down here at Station 41, the board later on would have to do a budget amendment for capital to do that. So that being said, with station lighting, I got a couple bids. The average for this is for this isn't your jellyfish lighting. This is commercial grade lighting that they match the soffit of the building, and it's like a 40-year warranty. Like it's $2 a lineal foot, and there's a lot of lineal footage on that Station 42, which is $17,400 to go around the whole roof line of that building. That's not
Megan, I think there's a sheet there.
There is.
Is there one there for you?
Yes.
Okay. That way you
thank
can
you.
See it. Sorry.
Thank you.
Did a comparison cost with West Point. West Point City had another company do their building, and it came out, theirs was the same. Their lower lighting was a little bit cheaper, but ours is way up there. And there's not, on that commercial building, there's not a, like a rain gutter or the ceiling, it drains into the roof. So they need to mount that. It'll be permanent. So that's $17,400, and that would come if the board chose to, that could come straight out of FF&E and not, you wouldn't have to amend the budget. That station man door, if you guys remember, we talked about that, that's rusted out. I got a contractor to bid that out, to cut that door out and replace that exact door, because it's in concrete, was $4,900. I got a bid, engineering, the sign, the cement work, everything. What do you call that sign?
Monument sign.
A monument sign. It'll be nice. It's not going to be one like Clearfield's that scrolls information and stuff, but, and it's going to, it would be up here by the station. It's not going to be out by the road, but it would be, it would say Station 41, maybe have our patch on it. It would, we need new window coverings, $4,000. Then I bid the Station 41 lighting. It's the same contractor, but the lineal footage for this building, same permanent lighting. This building doesn't have as many lineal feet, but that came out to $9,820. Got a couple bids on paint. We got another bid today for $23,000. I have all the paperwork here, but the low bid, have this station repainted all the interior, the 48 doors, all that, $17,641. Got a couple bids on the, so this station's bay floor has never been finished. It's due. I mean, it does. I'm not telling you it has to be done. It doesn't look. But for that floor to be ground and then to put epoxy down and fleck and everything, I got a couple bids. The first one came in at $55,000. The second one, the lowest one came in at $32,972, which seemed more appropriate. So at the end of the day, total budget amendment would be $84,000 that the board would do maybe later on, and then $17,400 out of FF&E for the existing station.
So, I guess I'm going to fill me in.
Catch up.
Well, no, because I was here. Why the lighting and why a sign? I mean, to me, there's places you need a sign. People need to know where you are. The fire station is kind of hard to miss, where the big lights come on and the noise comes out of it. So, I mean, I just wonder why the need there, and then the jellyfish lighting or the LED lighting. Is there a reason that
we just wanted
just
to,
because we have it? And we thought, well, let's come up with some
projects. No, I just wanted to blend in with the city. I didn't, you know, it is very expensive, but State 42 especially, that's not, you're going to have firemen up there hanging off the edge trying to hang lights and
right.
Time it with the city. So we just wanted to kind of blend in with the city.
That makes sense.
But it's just a nice building, you know, to make it, especially and, like when we do Christmas stuff or whatever, it makes it blend in.
You're getting power steering.
You're right, Mayor. It is. you're right, Mayor. It is really expensive.
I'm just looking at the costs on these, and again, it's not that they're massive costs in what we're doing. I'm just questioning the necessity. And so, I mean, the lights, I get, you know, I mean, if we're not hanging Christmas lights and, you know, because we need to do something with, you know, Christmas-wise, I mean, I think we ought to be putting up lights again, and whether that's just, you know, red and green LEDs around the building, I don't know, but lights themselves on a commercial basis are expensive, so.
Are you saying both? For both? The
yeah, I mean, if we're going to do one of them,
you do both.
I don't think you do one and not the other building, yeah. You know.
Are there gutters in this building? Is that the...
There's gutters on this building, but they do match the fascia, so
okay.
I'm not... I did my homework. So commercial lighting on your city building or is not like jellyfish on your house.
Right.
You know, these are warranted and they custom match the, like that building up there, you know, that soffit, that color, that bronze or whatever, they match that bronze, so it
blends in.
Yeah.
So you don't see them.
Yeah, and they're all, and you know, not that it matters, but they're all Wi-Fi set and,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, and again, I don't have an issue with that. I'm just looking at, are we spending it because we need to or because we can? And I think that's just my only thought is, I mean, if our floor needs to be redone, then we ought to spend the money to do it. If it's just never been done, and so we want it to, you know, we want it to look nice, then is there a reason to do it if it doesn't need to be done? Is there, we've been here now for how long without a sign?
20 years
without a monument sign. Is it, if people don't know where we are by this point, then there's a problem.
I agree with you, Mayor, but I do think, and I, this is before my time, you were around, this is our headquarters, and there's never been, like, if you go to it, we don't have to be like everybody else, but if you go to Station 81 or 21, or you see what station it is.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And we've never had that, but my reasoning, I'm not trying to talk anybody into anything. My reasoning is this was initially in the GMP, you know, we transferred money over from Impact so it's money that's allocated for that type of thing. So in our defense too, we came in on budget on the building, and we actually came in under budget when it come to FF&E and saving money. So part of it was, and you've been here, this building's 20 years old, and I keep asking, we need to put money back in this building, whether it be resurfacing the carpet you guys did or resurfacing it.
And that's what I'm saying. Those things I get. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need I would rather see us put money into a place where the firefighters are going to want to be,
mm-hmm,
than to put money into a place just to make it look, you know, cool or whatever on the outside. That's me. I want our firefighters to want to be here. A sign out front, and frankly, lighting, you know, Christmas light doesn't make them. That's what's going to make them want to be here.
No, they're really.
So
I mean,
if I'm looking at that, I'm saying, okay, then if I'm going to spend, you know, the $33,000 to redo the floor and, you know, in there because it looks nice and it is inviting and says this is quality, then yeah, I mean that I get. Painting the inside of the building, I get. But I'd rather see us use the funds for something else that would be, you know, if it's this building, you know, what do we need to do to make that would enhance the experience, the livability, the job.
I'm going to give the board.
And that's what we were trying to do last time, was just weigh the projects and kind of see. And so in the last meeting, we said, hey, give us prices so that we can kind of see where we can decide from that point of what to go on. Because at that point, we didn't know anything.
And I think, and the board has really been good, like, we built that steel building. We've made steps to make this, like, you know.
And I just say, okay, you've got 42 that is brand new. And if I'm firefighter A, and I'm given my choice of which station do you want to be in? Well, I'll be in 42. I mean, look, it's brand new. It's better. Well, how do I make 41 feel that same way versus?
And I think I think in the board's defense, I think they have been.
Okay.
I mean, I think they've been. This, the guys like it down here. They like it down here probably because they're not busy, but you know what I mean? It is, but when we have our, so it's a no-brainer up there. It's, the open house is going to be really nice. The bays are open. We got a sound system in there. Like, it's, we don't really have that down here. Would our floors, well, we'll be okay if we don't redo the floors.
Sure.
We were just out there. I mean, you can tell.
And that's not one that I'm going to, I would never kibosh on a floor. I mean, that's not that, because I've been out there. I know what it looks like. And yes, standing out here versus standing in 42, they're totally different surfaces. They're just not even the same
floor. Level. This was kind of a wish list from, I'll be honest, from me.
Okay.
The firefighters didn't really ask for this, but I thought, this is our headquarters. I want this training room painted. This is where my board meets.
Yeah.
I want And like I believe, if the board recalls, last year, we put $30,000 into landscaping because we had to pull out trees, and the guys don't mind mowing the lawn or whatever. They don't mind that, but I was like, I want to try to make this fit in with that city, but kind of like I want Clearfield, but it does fit in with their city building.
Yeah.
Because we're in the city center. But, my firefighter, they don't really care if we have Christmas lights or not.
Right.
They don't.
Well, and that's what I say. Would we be better to take and put money into Christmas lights or a sound system? Does one make things better than the other one?
I don't know either. Maybe I can't say that, you know, in the future we won't hit the board up for a capital purchase like, hey, it's time to do this or whatever. But I think maybe from building this station and looking at other stations' plans and seeing Farmington's new ones, all that, and you can ask Kirk, they all have, like Roy, you drive by Roy's, which is old, Station 31, Roy Fire. It's on the window out front there. It's not a bad thing. I'm not bashing. They did what they needed to do when they built this, but it doesn't make it, I don't think it makes us part of the community. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I will tell you, when I've had people come to get grandma requests and that, they think we're the city hall.
Sure.
And so I have to make sure I'm very clear that this is where we are. In fact, if I DoorDash, which is more than I should, it's been taken to City Hall because they don't know where to go.
And we love it.
I mean, so those are just a few things that I've encountered. But I understand what you're saying completely.
I don't want to spend money just to spend money. Sure. I don't want to spend money because, well, we saved money, so let's spend it.
There's another project that needs to be done, yes, and I would forego a sign. But if there isn't anything more...
There isn't, so I guess I should have followed up, Mayor, with... And then my suggestion is to return 107 or 120,000 to the general fund or capital. And
is there any security things?
Help pay for the ladder. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why?
We got cameras. We had those installed a couple years ago.
You've got all the keypadded doors.
Yep, all the doors are keypadded now.
Security systems are all up.
Great. I don't have a problem with the sign. I really don't.
I know.
We don't put up Christmas lights around the city building in Clearfield. We just, you know, we put up lights
outside.
I mean, we're on the lawn. What's that?
We should.
No, well, see, and that's what
that building. So there's the answer.
With that building,
they just need Station 42.
42 needs to put lights on our building.
I like what you're doing.
Yeah.
I like what these projects are. The one that caught my eye was full paint for $17,600. That is incredible. That's an incredible price.
And I thought that was expensive.
I build a house and I'll pay $12,000 to paint a house.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you're...
And there's nothing in it. I mean, it's bare.
If they're able to paint this building for $17,600, that's a screaming deal.
Yeah, it is. And I look at this other stuff, and yet I take it out into a different context, and I'll throw it right back at you.
Yeah, you're good.
I drive that road from 300 north on 1000, from there to 800, because that's a path I have to take at least three times a week.
Yeah.
And I look at that bicycle lane and I say, what in the world were they thinking? Mm-hmm. Why did they waste paint on that? Because it throws the road clear over to one side, then it throws it over to the other side, and when the bike lane ends, you throw the bikers into the right-hand turn lane. I'm going, what in the... Who invented this?
It was the fire department.
I mean,
police were the
kids,
the engineers,
and we're still here. So anyway, I like the idea. Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
I love it, and I think that the lighting on the station will be good because it will fit in with what we've done over next door on the West Point City Building. And I do like the sign because it does identify this. This is headquarters. You can go next door, but this is headquarters for the North Davis Fire District. So I don't know anything about the man door up there.
That's
necessary.
Well, it doesn't close all the way.
Okay.
Or whatever.
It's an issue.
The painter, when he was doing the bid, said, I won't paint this because it's rusting from the inside.
And it goes into the brick.
Yeah, and then, that's good. I just wasn't here at that meeting when it was discussed.
Well, afterwards, Megan and I went out and made sure we looked at it.
But, like I told the chair, I'm open. This was just, you know, we always are doing our normal maintenance, our parking lot resurface and our this or that, but, you know.
Could I go towards the ladder? Or is that, what's next year, the big purchase?
Ladder.
The ladder. So if you wouldn't do the, like, what would you take out?
I don't know, I'm just questioning.
Oh, okay.
He's just doing his job.
I'm just looking at it, go.
I'm like, if we didn't do that, what would you do in the?
Well, that's, and that's really all I'm looking at, is, okay, if not this, then what? You know, I mean, if this is a, if you came to me and said, hey, I got $100,000, and I need to spend $100,000, because if I don't, you know, it's meant to go to this, or I'm just giving it back to the general fund or whatever, but I have $100,000 I need to spend. Then I look at that and say, okay, is that the best you get for $100,000? I mean, of all the things you can do to this building, is that what's needed? Or are there other enhancements you could make to it? And if there's not, and we have to spend $100,000, well then, this makes perfect sense. If on the other hand, we don't have to spend $100,000, and it's...
Just spend.
It's just doing it to do it, then that's where I start to question, is it the right thing? But,
well,
only because I know where we've been with tax increases, and I know where we are on a regular basis with, does this make it? Mm-hmm. Do we have the money in there to, you know, to maintain the rate or to wherever we are? So I don't want to spend money just to spend money.
No. I agree with you. The part, you know, this is actually, it's one-time money, you know that. Mm-hmm. It's not
something
you can, you can't use it for PPE or something like that. So it was for the other building, but it was slated bricks and mortar type money.
Sure.
But that being said, you make a valid point. This is just kind of a wish list. Hey, if I could, you guys have upgraded the exhaust system here. You've actually been great with everything that we possibly could need. It's just that, hey, if I had a wish and I could upgrade 42 or 41 now to, it was built 20 years ago. And
again, I'm not questioning whether or not they're right. I'm looking at them just from the number standpoint, because I think we should question it. I mean, if we don't, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing as a board. Visibility from the public, I think, is important. I mean, I do. I think it's why 42 looks the way it does. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have built a square building and
very boxy
and done something absolutely.
Well, not with your form-based code.
But we could have looked at that and said, we're replacing one with the other, and we're just going to build a building, and it's going to be a really, this is where we are, and it could have been just a square and big rectangular building, and that would have been it. No massive training room or no nothing, no great landscaping. We should have just cut it bare bones. But it's visibility, and it's how people see the North Davis Fire District. So I don't have a problem in making us look better. It's my question really was more to, are we doing it because we had some money left over and we got to go spend it, or are we doing it because, well, we can? So
I looked at it, to be honest with you, as, hey, these are some projects that we could accomplish if we want, and still not. I didn't try to spend $207,000.
Yeah.
This would be good, but hey, there's not one thing on here, but maybe the door has to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
That we could, you know.
I mean, every one of you could get through with not doing it.
Yeah.
There, I mean, you could easily say we can make this floor last. We've done it now for,
Right.
I don't ever want to look at things and say, well, it's been that way for 20 years, so why fix it now? You know, it's just been that way for 20 years. That's not how you keep a building looking nice, is to say, well, we don't have to do it until it's terrible. You fix things because you upgrade. So I'm good with them. I don't have a problem with any of them. It's just a question.
When's the last time the mattresses and all of the FF&E in the rooms were done?
We
Do you
Well, in the new building?
No, this one.
In this one, yeah.
Oh, we, that's in our regular budget, we rotate them.
Okay, so it's not, it's not like this one?
Last fiscal year.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you guys are really good, this furniture, you're really good, I mean, we budget that, fridges and all that stuff, and the guy, we're okay with all that stuff, you know what I mean? It's just some of the, like, last year, hey, can I have $30,000 to upgrade the landscaping? That's not, I don't have that in every budget, that's a capital item.
Yeah.
That's where kinda my thinking was.
Okay, so with that discussion, let's just kinda go through these. I wanna see if we can get a head nod on something that we're just, we can mark off the list if we're gonna do it, or if there's something that wants further discussion on that. So starting on like the man door, is that a yes?
Yes.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yes. Is there anybody that disagrees with any of them? I think let's go there.
The painting person was my disagreement, and then I came to understand the other side.
The paint?
Yeah.
We vetted it pretty heavily in our last meeting. We did.
Okay.
It was a
I'm good with it.
Ricky?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about the list?
I am support of all the projects that the chief has presented. I'd just like to comment that I was listening to the conversation about, you know, if things are necessary or not, or if we just want them.
Sure.
There were some good points brought up, you know, like how the new 42 looks, and, you know, somebody could argue, well, we don't need a new ladder truck or things like that, and I was gonna ask Mayor Shepherd if, you know, does he have any pushback from Arab residents that maybe thought that they don't need F-16s all around the city, you know what I mean?
F-35s.
No, that's fine, thank you.
And they paid for themselves. We didn't spend any money on them.
The city didn't spend any money on that.
Oh, good. Anyway, yeah, for all the projects.
Smart ass.
Mayor Wheel, can you hear us?
I do.
Do you have a comment?
I'm done with all of this.
Okay. So that was a great discussion.
So that's a head nod, I guess.
That's a head nod.
Okay. So the board will know that later on we'll do an amendment.
Yep.
The only other thing I had for this session, I'll make it really quick, just to update the board on the annexation. I'm in the thick of it, and it's really thicker than what we thought it was gonna be, huh, Misty? So with West Point City, the 250 acres over there, the junior high property, and this little patch that you guys approved the other day.
Yep.
That is a, not a lot line adjustment, a what?
A boundary.
A boundary adjustment. We're gonna, you guys are gonna look at a resolution today to pass that, and then West Point City's gonna take that, we'll do the boundary adjustment, and we'll get that on the books. Mida is the same thing. That's a whole separate deal. The county, and I've talked with Bob Stevenson and Jeff Oiler, the county's a different animal. What the best route to do with the county, talking with Mark Anderson, the UASD's attorney, and we'll talk with the county attorney too as well, is in statute, and I can't tell you verbatim, but in statute, if we engage with the county in an MOU, let's say a 2 years MOU that says we'll provide fire, EMS, and code enforcement, and everything to that section of that Mylar for just the same price we do it now. There's not that many calls out there. After 1 year we've provided service to that, we can automatically annex it with, Misty, help me out here, without a...
Referendum.
Without a referendum, anything.
Petition or anything.
Bob Stevenson and Jeff Oiler think that that's probably a way to go. We won't have... Because you will, if we try to annex, those people will, but they're getting that service for free.
Yeah.
And...
So Clinton has a contract right now to cover that, is that correct?
Yeah, but they, that goes way back before this station was even built. And so, there's a rumbling in the county with Syracuse. We're staying out of it, okay? That's, all I know is that we're a district, and since we're a district, we can do this, and the county agrees. Yeah, take it, and 1 year later, take the tax increment from Montes. Well, they're going to build up homes on that 250 acres.
They will.
Yeah. And there are some expensive homes down there. There's really one expensive home down there.
Yep.
We will get revenue.
Yeah. So, and, but what happens with the contract with Clinton? If they have the contract to provide services out there, and now we have a MOU for that, does that cancel the contract?
It does. In fact, the county's in the middle of doing the redoing contract. That contract was what, 1980?
1981?
We weren't even a district.
Right.
There's arguments all over with that.
With that.
But we're not in the middle of that. So they can do whatever they need to do. We are actually, even South Davis Metro can't do this. They're not the same type of district.
Yeah.
We can actually annex that, and the county is like, yeah. And so I'm just spitballing, but from 4,500, you know what I'm talking, mm-hmm. clear over to the Syracuse and the, what do they call that line?
The
meandering line of the state land. All, we would take all that. And then I think eventually a lot of that's slated to be West Point anyway.
It is, but 45 West.
But we would start, after a year, we would start getting a tax increment, which we should. We, you know.
So after a year, then their tax would be the same as what any other resident within the district would be.
Yep.
So
we would have to go through another process again with Mark Anderson mm-hmm. and new Mylars, things like that, petition or
your
noticing and all that. So we still have to do that big full project, but it makes it a little bit less convoluted.
Yeah, they don't. We won't have the issues doing that because we provided service that, like, say, West Point had trying to.
Yep, I was going to say that.
Do you know what I mean?
A lot easier on us too.
Yeah, like I can't speak legally, but it's like if you build a home in the Hooper Water, you're part of the Hooper Water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
okay. So what we just have to.
So what I just wanted to inform the board. So with the unincorporated county, and I'll have Andy and our attorneys. I think we're going to bring up. I'll bring the board an MOU to provide service to that section of the county. We'll have dispatch change the whole responses. We'll provide service there for a minimal fee. It doesn't. We go out there anyway, and then we'll let a year pass by, and then. We'll start the annex and we'll annex the whole thing.
Okay.
I talked to Bob on the phone today. I know do it yesterday. And Jeff Euler thinks that's a great idea. They're not happy with Syracuse. They're not happy with others, but they like us, so.
Good.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you. Anything else for this meeting then? Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Easy. Aye. Okay. We're going to roll right into then our Board of Trustees regular session. Called to order that at 6:35 p.m. Still at Station 41 here in West Point. It is August 21st. Scott Eagles online, Rick Carlson's on the phone, Tim Roper, Ned Judd, Brian Vincent, Megan Ratchford, Mayor Shepherd, Jerry Chatterton, and Nancy Wiggle. Nancy Smalling. Sorry, Scott. Nancy Smalling is excused tonight.
Something you're not telling us, Scott?
I opened
the door,
sorry.
I was as surprised as you are.
Chief King's gonna, you got a thought for us? You gonna offer a prayer?
Yeah, I got a thought.
Thought, so. And then will you lead us in the pledge afterwards?
Yep, absolutely. So my thought comes in the time of the tragedy that happened up north of us with those officers, and I think this reflects really, really what first responders in general, but especially those men that lost their lives that night. It says, "A first responder's heart knows no bounds, for they serve with boundless compassion." I don't think that any one of those men went to work that night expecting that that was going to be their last watch. I don't think that any of their children thought they weren't going to see their dad again. Those guys went to work. They went to that call knowing that something was wrong, but however, they still did it. They chose to put on that badge. And it speaks volumes for people that are in public service, first responders. We all know that there's inherited dangers with it, but at the end of the day, we do it because we love it, and we do it because we love our citizens, those that we serve. And I just with what recently happened, although it's many miles north of us, it hit home. It hit home to our people here. We have a captain here that was working up there that was dealing with it. It hit him. The trickle effect is all the way across the state. And I guess I wanted to share that kind of as a to honor them, I guess, and let them know. Like, and I'm also very proud to say that we live in the state we do, and the community that we do. To see the outpour, the support from across the entire state to be there to support them, that means a lot to me. That is phenomenal to say that I'm a part of that community and we're a part of that state. So just with that, I just wanted to honor those men that lost their lives that night.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you again, Chief. Thank you. Chief or Mike, do you guys want to make a public comment?
No.
All right, then we're going to go right on. Next is the minutes from the July 17th meeting. If you have had an opportunity to review those, we'll take any corrections or changes or a motion on that, please.
I move to approve the Board of Trustees meeting minutes from July 17th, 2025.
I have a motion for approval by Megan.
Second.
Second by Annette. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thanks. North Davis Fire District bills. You have those? Questions on those?
Yes.
Okay.
It's probably a silly question, but the power for one station, 42, which was upgraded to LED, is 18. The other one is 12. Is there a difference in the quality, or is there a reason one's higher than the other?
Yeah. So it is, you're right, it is high efficiency, but it's almost double the square footage, okay, too. There's more air hawk running in the bay. There's bigger compressors. It's that's the
okay. That makes sense.
Bigger all around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was one other one, but I can't recall.
More expensive, isn't it?
Hold please. It was one, but I had it on my phone. And it was after the trainings. But there was one that was miscoded, or it was a code that hasn't been utilized before. Actually, it's on the, it might be on the next one. I'm gonna have to wait. Okay. It was page 2 of 5 on the profit and loss budget versus actual. And it was, what's that?
Which item?
2 of 5, and it was on 1-40700. Doesn't look like there's anything budgeted there. I just wasn't sure if it was a miscode or we needed to reallocate it in another line item area.
No, it just needs to be shot up to IT equipment.
Okay.
But yeah, it's still coming out. It's still adding and deducting it out. So
okay.
Thank you for pulling that out.
Is that helpful or not?
Oh, that's very helpful.
It is, okay. I'm like,
that's
being picked here. Did I just
Eventually we'll find it, but if you notice it now, let me know, because that's all I had. Yeah, I made mistakes. Thank you.
Thanks. Any other questions on the bills?
Move to approve the bills.
Motion for approval.
I'll second that.
In a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right. Thank you. All right. Financial report.
We're looking really good. You know, it's early tax season or whatever, although our allocations have been bigger than what they normally are for this time of year. So I guess that's good. We're watching. So if the board remembers this new billing concept with the state or whatever, we're watching ambulance billing closely to see there's rhetoric all over the state, right, Kurt? I mean, mm-hmm. We were talking about it today. So, and I actually think there's going to be some legislation and some amendments to that bill, but nevertheless, we're watching that. Personnel wise, we're doing good. We're going to be doing some promotions, and we have one guy that's out on sick leave right now, but we're holding steady in about every other area. So.
Any questions on the finance report? Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, motion.
Move to approve the financial report.
Thank you. A motion by Mayor Shepherd.
Second.
And a second by Mr. Roper. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Thanks, guys. All right, resolution of the night. We tend to adjust the boundaries for North Davis Fire District.
Okay, this resolution is just, it's adding those West Point boundaries legal description to the district. The board needs to approve this, then West Point City needs to do it, and then we need to submit to the state, change our service area, then by December, end of December, so we're on the tax rolls for the first of the year, right?
Yeah, and just to explain, just because of timing, this change came through yesterday. Lynette with Wasatch Civil wanted to let you know she will make it look prettier. It doesn't always look quite this. We just didn't have time with them. So
these are the two annexations and the junior high in West Point. Not MIDA right now.
Not MIDA.
Okay.
It's that little section you guys passed yesterday or whatever.
Yep.
And then or the day before. And then the 250 acres in that little. We don't get any income from that junior high, but that's
right.
That's our area.
We'll
so,
okay, any questions on that?
Move to approve resolution 2025 R-13. Suggest the boundaries of the North Davis Fire District to include more for West Point City.
Second.
Promotion for approval by Tim and a second by Jerry. Any further discussion? Scott? For your vote.
It's good.
What did he say?
He said he's good.
Okay. Ricky?
Yes.
Tim?
Aye.
Annette?
Yes.
Megan?
Aye.
Mayor?
Aye.
Jerry?
Yes.
All right. That passes. Thank you. Fire Chief's report.
Just a couple things. UASD, just letting the board know, their conference is November.
I can't remember the dates. I'm sorry.
They have the classes. We offer this to you every year. I'm sorry, I don't have them. It's in November.
I'll send out an email.
Okay.
Anyway, if any members want to attend, please let us know. At least the board training if they want to. And we'll get you registered to go.
Sunday. Is it?
It's at the Davis Conference Center.
Okay, thank you.
Just wanted to, I'll turn some time over to Kurt, but first of all, just wanted you guys to know also that it was last minute, we were all scrambling, including Clearfield PD, but we made a presence up on the 193, and we were proud to do that with actually our brothers in blue. Clearfield PD was up there too. They were also part of the escort too, but I just wanted to echo what Kurt had to say. It's so, like, it's one of those deals where you wouldn't want to miss it, but you hate going. It's just a, it's humbling, but we feel a real, and our, and he didn't really expand that much on it, but we do have a captain here that's the chief of Garland, that he responded on the call. And so we were actually out there in support of him too. It was a horrible situation. So I'm glad, and I was proud to have all of my men out there doing that. So Kurt, I'll just turn the rest over to you. Oh, Streamline.
Streamline.
Yeah.
Do you remember a couple, like last month, we've been talking for quite a while about the new ADA regulations. I have spent hours and hours trying to re-tag, reformat, reconfigure every one of our board packets. They figured for us to do it, or them to hire somebody to do it, it costs $43,000 to redo everyone, because everything has to be ADA compliant a specific way. In addition, coming down through statutory requirements is now you have to be able to change into different languages. So for $4,200 a year, Streamline has gone through and created this template type deal. And if I should have pulled it up for you, but if you get bored, go to our website, click on an agenda item or something. It allows you to click accessibility, and it will actually allow you to ask questions. It'll allow you to have communication with somebody within 30 minutes if there's a question about it. Not us, it's somebody from their IT department that will talk to them. It allows, it explains what a map is, what the map is. It will change to any language you can pretty much imagine. And so ADA requirements, I told the chief, I said, I cannot. There's some things that I just can't, I can't do that. You would have to hire someone for at least a good part-time job to do that full-time, or to do it, because there's no way, the way we were doing it was ever going to be able to be fixed. I don't think, even moving forward, you're going to have a lot of problems in the cities. I can see, like, unless you have something that's specialized in it, trying to re-tag and rename everything. I didn't think it could be that hard. Jamie, how hard was
it? It's an entirely new language, and half the time you would do exactly what it said, and then you'd still get 30 errors on one document. Like, it was grueling.
Anyway, cost effective, it's expensive, yes, but over the long run, I think it's going to save the district money, man hours. What it can do for the public is insane. I should have pulled it up. If you get bored, really pull it up. It is pretty cool.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Well, and the other problem is that, so us, like the cities, I haven't called the cities, but we have to be compliant in our audit with that. So it's just another .gov thing, or what, you know, I mean, it's just a...
In fact, if anybody wants to see it after the meeting, I'll just pull it up really quick.
It covers us legally.
Yes, it does.
And that's what you signed, that $4,200. Okay.
I already signed it. Yeah. Too late.
I signed it too.
See, we're good. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I've just got a couple of gee whiz statistics for you guys. I don't know if you're able to see Continuum or if you guys have had a chance to look at it, but the month of July, so this is for last month, we ran 367 calls. We were down a little bit from what we were the year before. We were down about 26 calls from the year before, but of those 367, ambulance 42 up at the other station continues to be just our busiest apparatus. It went on 195 calls. The engine out of that station did 132 calls. And then our medics went on 127 calls. With the way that we realigned our staffing and moving people around, it's made Station 41 busier. So Ambulance 41 out of this station ran 94 calls. Our battalion ran 78 calls, and the truck out of here ran 54 calls last month. So it's helped balance things out a little bit at both stations to where these guys are staying busy now. last month, Clearfield, we had 259 calls. West Point, we had 47. Sunset, we had 39. We went to Syracuse 7 times, Clinton 7 times, and Layton 6 times. Went to Kaysville once and once to Ogden. So the Ogden one, I'm not even certain what it was. I think that might have been I think what it was is we got called the Hooper, and so I put it in as an Ogden call, but we went to a structure fire there. But the crews continue to be busy with their calls, call volumes staying up. Just another one that I found interesting is I was able to pull year to date where our percentage of calls are. 69% of our calls are in Clearfield's boundaries. 10% of them are in Sunset, 14% are in West Point, and then we're still doing 3% in Syracuse and Clinton, and then 1% in Layton. So still staying fairly busy all the way across the district. It's trending upward all the way in every area other than Hill Air Force Base. We haven't responded up there at all this year, where last year we were going up there because of their ambulance. Now that they have an ambulance, yeah, we don't go up there. But aside from that, everywhere else we're still trending upward as far as going there. So, and then Chief alluded to it, we're going to do a testing process. Battalion Chief Weeks is retiring October 15th. So next month on September 3rd and 4th, we're gonna do a list. We have two internal candidates for battalion chief that we'll be testing, and then we're doing a list for a captain, just because the two that are on that list for battalion are captains. So if things go the way we think they will, we'll have a captain position open, and we have 6 candidates for that. So
all internal?
All internal, yeah. The captain one, we did on both of them, we did express that depending on testing, if we saw a need to have to open it again and go outside, we will. But we have 6 internal captain candidates, so
which I think the board would agree that's what we want. You want to be able to do.
That's cool.
I just recently helped Farmington with their captain test. They did internal and external. They got flooded with a ton of applicants, but by the time they weeded it all out, they had about 8. 3 were internal, the others were external, and when it came down to it, they ended up hiring an internal candidate, but he was their third choice. They couldn't afford to pay what external wanted. But so I feel confident in what we're doing. I think we have good candidates internal. I feel confident in this testing process, so it should be a good time to evaluate where we're at as a department internally. So look forward to that. Our crews have been running a ton of structure fire calls. Mm-hmm. However, they haven't all panned out to be a true structure fire.
I was one of them.
They're starting to make the jokes that, man, we're getting a lot of prank calls for structure fires. One of these is going to be real. So they've been running really crazy. Been running a lot of calls. Last night they ran kind of everybody's senses were heightened in Clearfield. We had an active shooter.
Even mine. I got my radio.
Yeah, so I think with what happened up north, everybody's senses were heightened, but our crews did a phenomenal job. It wasn't associated to the scene that they were working, but we had an ambulance staged not in the immediate area, but in the area, and out of nowhere, a psych patient showed up and jumped in the back of their ambulance and locked himself in there. And so
we found out
when you call out that somebody's jumped in your ambulance, you get cops from everywhere that.
That's
like,
awesome.
So,
I mean, at least this active shooter, there wasn't actually a shooter.
Yeah.
Unlike the other that shut down all the neighborhood and do reverse 911s and some shelter in place for the transformer.
For a
transformer.
Maybe just a couple weeks apart.
But you know what though? I was, and Kurt was too. I was listening to the police channel.
Oh yeah.
And these guys
from Ballgame over there.
They were on their game, and you know what? They called for the cavalry, and the cavalry was there.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good.
Wow. Yeah. So
it was.
Never a dull moment.
Crazy. That's crazy.
That poor young girl's never going to live that down.
Yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, I'm really proud of our firefighters, and I'm really proud of the surrounding cities and their police departments and how well we work together. Listening to it, like Chief said, we were listening to the Law Channel, but like they were very aware of where our people were and making sure like it works well. So to your cities, make sure you take that back to your police departments. It's awesome that we have that rapport and we can work together. But as far as our staff, we've got we just did a new hire testing yesterday. I would say it was, or was it 2 days ago? 2 days ago.
Yeah. 2 days ago.
less than productive. It was not a good hiring process. I think we have an internal candidate. We have one other person that came out of it that we could pick from, but it was not a...
You got to show up to it.
Yeah, we had three
of the seven
no-call, no-shows. Three no-call, no-shows, wow. So...
It's probably because they couldn't find it. We do need this on.
I wasn't going to say it. That's where I was going. No.
So, sorry.
But, no, we've got...
Case proven. Can't hire the firefighters.
That was a really good takeoff, though.
We got good things going on from the fire marshal, fire prevention side of things. I've got... Mike's doing a good job helping us get our fire prevention open houses set up, and then he set up some trainings for our crews to go and walk through. We've got the new school in Sunset. We're going to get our crews in there so that they can tour that. We also have these out here in West Point, the new schools, and so he's done a great job helping us make sure that these projects are all being completed and our crews are getting a chance to get in there. So we've got good stuff going on.
Good.
That's all I got, Chief.
Thank you. Yeah, that's all I have. Other than I'll just mention, when we take on this county piece, it's not more liability, but we will be in the WUI more, the Wild Urban Interface. And I've met with the state.
He wanted to say that.
Anyway,
they have a different siren thing.
The Euro siren.
Anyway, I talked with the State Division of Forestry or whatever. This isn't auto aid to those areas or anything. So let me, it's all about money. So we're going to join a cooperative with them. It's in-kind money, so like we get credit for having open houses and doing our code enforcement or whatever. But this is so unlikely to happen. But for us, we're not on the mountainside. But just hypothetically envision a wind-driven 70-mile-an-hour wind-driven storm that's heading right towards 5,000 and the homes in West Point. If we was to call an airplane drops or whatever, the district won't be liable for those millions of dollars that...
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, good.
So we're just going to play in that interface. We all know that if some of that starts on fire, we're like, let it burn to the lake. But yeah. So that's all I have.
Oh. So with that, in that same thought, the Willard Peak Fire... Mm-hmm. Did we assist with that? Did we send anybody there? Do you get called for assistance?
Me and Kurt were out of town. We covered Roy Station 31, which is their east side.
Yeah.
We covered their area.
Why they went. Oh, okay.
It's kind of everybody kind moved of up.
Each other. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Great. Member city updates. Mayor Wiggle, do you have anything from Sunset?
You know, I just wanted to share how proud I was of both the North Davis Fire and the Sunset Police Department for their participation in that procession. It was very moving. It was awesome to see you guys on the bridge. It was also awesome to know that two of our city's finest participated in that procession. So pass along my condolences to all the guys. It was a great showing. I had a really tough time for everyone. That's all I really have for today, but I appreciate you all. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of a great team.
Well, we appreciate you being here tonight too, Scott. Mayor Shepherd?
Nothing really. Lunch with the mayor starting up next month, so you know, school's back, so.
You get lunches.
Yeah.
Mike's excited.
Mike gets free pizza.
Mike's usually, I've come to fill in. He's the most popular person that comes.
Yes,
so he gets the most questions.
Yeah, not a lot.
Okay. Thanks for coming to my house. Do you want a good reminder to make sure you have everything in order in your house to get everything out. So, and the things don't matter. Just get your family out.
And you're good?
Oh, we're good. So they came in, checked it all out. Nothing was going on.
But, okay.
So.
Well, good.
But it's nice to know that they will show up really, really fast if you need them.
And they don't know who you were
until
they got there.
Until
they got there.
Police pulled up and they knew who I was.
They get your name in their notes. We don't get your name.
In West Point, so Chief mentioned it, we had a small piece of annex in this week as well, down on the corner, fixed corner down there. The Horizon Junior High opened, so that is up and going. Makes a lot more kids out on the road and people walking out on the west side. Anything else?
Left turn lane on 4500 onto 1800.
Oh my gosh. Right? That's insane. So I drove by one night and there were 96 cars backed up on that left turn lane.
Oh wow.
96 cars on 4500 to turn left.
Onto 1800?
Because I was going the other opposite direction. So as I turned, I just like, there's no way. So I just started counting as I drove by.
There's no way. I would have lost count of 30. I'd be like, all right, we're done.
So we're ready for that to get done.
This is where the fire department is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost to 300, he said.
All the way from 1800 to
that
lift. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was insane.
And you know what? I don't know this. I would tend to think a lot of it's Weber County traffic.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, we know it is. And that's why the West Davis corridor extending out to 1800 is going to be a game changer for that little two-lane road.
I think all those Hooper, they're all coming over that way.
I think just on that, Mayor, that UDOT was in on Tuesday night and said they're going to let out the bids in December. They hope to start construction in the spring and finish it in, I would say 28, but they said hopefully 27.
That's right. They said the design is just over 90% done. So
they're still at the two lanes for now?
Four. It's four lanes all over.
So they decided to go ahead and.
Mm-hmm. Where does it extend to?
1800.
Okay.
That's and then 18, and then Mayor.
Supposed to only do two from
4,500. 4,500 gets realigned too, huh?
Yeah. It will be realigned. So that matches, that's a. We need at least one straight intersection in West Point. So we'll use that one.
So in Weber County, is it supposed to go through Weber County?
Eventually, yeah. It's going to tie up. The plan is up to where Smith and Edwards is.
Oh,
kind of tie up all the way to the corner of where?
2000. We got coming in.
The retail space there.
Yeah, it's just some. There's two buildings, four tenants. That'll be in there.
Yeah.
And it's
cool.
Adjusting regularly.
Don't believe what you see on Facebook.
Yeah.
What was it saying now? Cubbies.
Oh, it is?
We should push that.
We should push the narrative.
Yeah, maybe they'll be excited.
Not only everyone else, I've heard it. Shop, so that's,
Councilwoman Annette Judd said it.
I would spread the rumor that half of it is an adult bookstore, and the other half of it is...
Oh, we have got to end this meeting.
This is going to go out of store.
This is the norm for us. All right, anything else for the cities?
Move to adjourn.
Motion for adjournment?
Second.
Second, we're adjourned.